Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's it like to go up the corporate ladder in rapid succession and then feel a call from God to step out in faith into a realm of uncertainty? Tiffany Ahuna started her career in retail. 2 months after starting as a sales associate, she was promoted to assistant manager. The next 4 years in retail management actually groomed her for a career in corporate America. In corporate America, Tiffany started off as a telephone sales representative. And over the period of 6 years, she held various positions, won incentive trips, management awards, and left the company as the operations sales manager to start her own business. Through each transition, she heavily relied on God to guide her. She stepped out in faith multiple times, not knowing what the end result would be. Each time, God has been faithful in giving her the resources, skills, knowledge, and wisdom to be successful. Tiffany now owns SGI Business Solutions, LLC, doing business as the Entrepreneur's Source. We pause at the beginning of our show as I share in these introductory thoughts. The life of a person stepping out in faith, coming to a certain place where you know you're at the threshold of perhaps another breakthrough or maybe another breakdown. Maybe they go hand in hand. Maybe the breakdown brings you closer to the Lord and then you experience the breakthrough. But our reason for being here today, Tiffany, myself, is to lead you wherever you are in your life today, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him personally as your Lord and Savior, oh, it's our heart, it's our hope that you would open your heart to Jesus. Yes, He who died on the cross for your sins, who loves you so much, He died for you. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Jesus, the living Christ, calls you to Himself today, whatever it is that you're facing. And He sends Tiffany to bear witness of His grace and His power and His life and love to do just that, for you to know Him in a personal way. Tiffany Ahuna was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii. She attended Iolani School, went to college at the University of San Diego. While she was at USD, she attained her bachelor's degree in business administration. She also minored in mathematics. When Tiffany isn't working, she's usually volunteering. In 2013, she was a volunteer member of Junior League, charity coordinator for NAPW. She served on the baptism team at New Hope Diamond Head and volunteered for Courage House Hawaii. Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's an honor to be here and nice to meet another Iolani graduate.
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed. Always a privilege. And that is indeed a special connection. Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up, I'm a townie, all the way right in Makiki, right down the street from Roosevelt High School. Actually, my younger years, I was in Manoa, so played a lot of sports in Manoa.
What sports did you play?
Ooh, I played a little bit of everything. I did volleyball, basketball, softball, soccer.
Well, it's obvious. You look very athletic. It doesn't surprise me one bit. You come from an athletic family. What was your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
Okay, why? What is it about volleyball?
I don't know. That's just kind of what my passion was. I think I played four sports, but that's the sport that kind of stuck with me. I don't know if there is anything that's particularly stuck out, but that's the sport I still play today.
Wow. It's a blessing to have a passion, to have, well, number one, to have athletic giftings, and then to be able to play it throughout your life. That indeed is. Who would you say, Tiffany, influenced you most in your growing up years?
In terms of, I would say athletics, my dad, my father. But in terms of my Christian walk, my mom. Hmm. My mom was, I didn't realize at the time, but she was a tremendous woman of God. And looking back, she defied the odds. She was definitely a leader. She did everything. She didn't follow the norm. But what I realized, now talking to her as an adult, she was definitely led by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, she asked him for guidance in whether to let us go to parties, not to go to parties, you know, just in bringing us up as kids. So there was a lot of times where we butted heads, and I didn't like her back then. But looking back,
sounds like a normal upbringing.
Yes. But looking back, I am the woman today because of her tough love and the choices she gave and the spiritual guidance. You know, she took us to church every Sunday. And for the fact that she stood strong and held us accountable, all of us accountable to be better people and to be, you know, children of God. So I definitely have to thank her, and I thank her all the time.
How did you become a Christian?
We were brought up in the church. You know, from day one, we started off in the Catholic Church and, then transitioned to Calvary. But I would say for the most part, I always went to church because I had to. It wasn't until college where I had the freedom to decide whether or not I wanted to go to church that I did decide to go to church for myself. A bunch of us college kids found a church called The Rock. The pastor was Miles McPherson, and he was a former NFL player and just was completely inspiring to the point where we looked forward to going to church. Mm. It was exciting to go to church. And his messages were very tangible and applicable to life. You know, the hard topics of sex before marriage or, you know, being a true child of God and going against society or the worldly views. So I think that was probably the beginning of me truly seeking God on my own, not because I had to. Mm. But I think as time goes on, you know, what really probably sparked my Christian walk was probably about 3 years ago. You know, I've always been brought up, I've always known right from wrong. And I would say I had probably eight out of 10 of my ducks in a row. So I always had one or two kind of, you know, out and about. And I think it was my mother that finally said, you need to pick what side of the fence you're going to be on. You're straddling the fence, so you need to pick. Are you going to be on God's side or the other side? And I think that hit home for me. And there was a few events in my life that kind of, you know, trying to do it your way instead of God's way. So I think I just got to a period where I was like, okay, Lord, I'm done trying to do it my way. Let's see about doing it your way. And I'm deciding what side of the fence I want to be on, and I'm putting 2 feet firm on your side.
It strikes me. Number one, I'm touched and I'm grateful for your candor. Because how many of us have a lot in line, but there are a few things dangling. Maybe a couple of things, whatever, you know, whatever it is. But we know in our hearts that there, you know, we talk about surrendering to God. Okay, let's really get down to it. Are we really surrendering our lives to God? Okay, what about those private places, those secret things that nobody knows, or we just kind of keep that? That's just sort of my thing. And I hear you sharing that. Tiffany, your life, there's a vibrancy to your life. I can hear it in your voice. I can see it in your eyes. I wish there were video cameras here to film that. But where does that come from? What happened 3 years ago? What were these things that when mom addressed it? And yeah, sometimes it takes mom's strength to draw the line. Sometimes it takes mom to lay it out for us, because it might be hard for us to take from somebody else. But then God sends mom. Well, I believe, Tiffany, the Lord sends you here today, because someone listening is on the very verge of, as we talked earlier, a breakthrough in their life. But there's some areas that need to be addressed. And you're going to encourage them. So when we come back from our break, I'd like for us to go there. Would you be willing to step back a little bit and hold our hands and maybe take us there?
Absolutely.
Share that part of the story with us.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Tiffany Ohuna. The stage is set. I mean, she's going to share some things that just 3 years ago. Yeah, she grew up in church. She grew up with a faithful mother of spiritual woman. I mean, a family that is a spiritual family. But something happened. And I believe God is going to touch you when you hear it straight from her. Tiffany Ohuna, when we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She changes people's lives by educating them on opportunities that will provide her clients with the lifestyle and income they've always wanted through business ownership. I'm speaking of none other than Tiffany Ohuna. She is the owner of SGI Business Solutions, LLC. She does business as the Entrepreneur's Source. To find out more about Tiffany, her business, her services, and you'll hear her heart today, or a heart for the Lord, or a heart for people. You can find out more at theesourcecoach.com/tahuna. theesourcecoach.com/tahuna, or tahuna, as you read it. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad that you're with us today, because you're in for, well, someone might say, well, you're in for a treat. You know, that sounds a bit trite. We want to deal with deeper things here, things of life, things that are going to matter and make a difference for you. And that's why I'm glad you're here. To find out more about this show, if you're tuning in right now, you can get the show in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tiffany, 3 years ago, something happened in your life. What was it?
Actually, I probably should back up before the 3 years, and just kind of a background of where my faith just kind of started. And again, I saw it through my mother initially. You know, growing up, we were probably average income family. And the fact that we, my brother and I, both went to Iolani High School, and that we would be able to afford, our family would be able to afford to send us there, and that both of us played 3 sports, so we had new shoes, and God provided for us. When you looked at the income that my parents had at the time, you probably wouldn't think it was logical. So I got to see a lot of just my mom stepping out in faith and being able to provide my brother and I an amazing childhood. We traveled for sports, you know, got to see a lot of things that you would see in a privileged lifestyle.
Yes.
So that's probably the beginning. And then, you know, we had the unfortunate event of our father passed away. It was my sophomore year in high school. My brother was a sophomore in college. So, you know, finances got even tougher. So in going to college, you know, there was times where money was just, I didn't have the privilege of being able to call mom and say, hey, I need money. So there was multiple times where finances were low, and I would be like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for my next meal. And we had this one generous auntie. It was my grandma's sister. And without fail, every single time I got to that point, I would go and check the mail, and she had sent me a check for $500. And this probably happened, I would say, at least probably half a dozen times throughout my 4 years in college. And every time I got to that point where I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know how we're going to pay for the next meal. I don't know what's going to happen. I check the mail, $500 every single time. So I think that was the beginning of just like, God's going to provide no matter what. So I think after we graduated and came home, you know, I was working at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and doing that part time, and decided to get into retail. I got a full time job that allowed me to dance hula as well as coach volleyball at the time. And again, you know, just not, I got a business degree. I don't know what I was doing in retail, but that's where I was supposed to be. And again, got to a period where my mother, and she was remarried, and my stepdad decided to move to the Big Island. So I had another, you know, I had to find living arrangements, and I'm a stubborn person. So I was like, I'm not renting. I'm going to buy a place. And I had 6 months with very minimum savings. But again, all I could remember is God provided for me in college. He'll provide for me again. And I was determined in the newspaper every day, looking for places, you know, had a real estate agent helping me out too. I had an auntie who did mortgages. And long story short was I ended up finding an apartment. It ended up being a very unique situation. It was a 7-day short sale. Long story short is I ended up getting into, they did a bidding, and I was able to get the apartment. And actually, I wasn't the winner. They did a round robin, so they called you and you had to increase your bid by, I think, $500 every time. I was the last 3 people, and, you know, my auntie had given me the range, my base range of what I could afford, and it went above, so I backed out. The first person that won, said they got caught up in the moment and they didn't want it anymore. The second person that was ahead of me couldn't get financing. So 2 weeks later, they call me back and say, you know, do you still want the apartment? And it was mine. I had pre-approved, and like I said, my finances at the time were minimal. I had enough for the closing costs, was able to get the apartment with zero down. So that's just the beginning of just how God came through in faith in my life. And so now, you know, I was a homeowner, one of the first in my family. So that was a huge accomplishment. And working in retail, and retail was very tough, you know, and just the emotional drama of just working with very different personalities. And, you know, I'm very thankful because it definitely helped me grow as a character. And I just got to the point where I was crying every day at work and just was like, okay, I need to get out of here. This is just, I had reached, you know, the maximum in terms of position as well as pay. And there was nowhere else for me to go. So I was like, okay, it's time for a change. And I just remember being on my knees in tears, just saying, okay, Lord, what's next? So I was going on a bunch of interviews and I said, Lord, how do I know which is the right one? Because there were so many people that were working with us that had left and then asked to come back. So, you know, there was that fear of maybe I'm leaving a good thing. I don't want to be one of those that leaves and regrets it later. Mm.
I don't know how good I actually have it now.
Exactly. So after that happened, I just remember just being in prayer. And he said, you'll know because opportunity will come and it will come quickly. And the interview process will go very quickly and you'll have an offer quickly. So I was interviewing with a bunch of different sales companies. And I was like, okay, I don't really know how that makes sense. And one Friday afternoon, and what I did too at the time was, people always tell me I dream and I dream big. And at the time I made a list of everything that I wanted in a job, all the things I enjoyed doing, what I wanted out of the job, you know, in terms of helping people or making a difference. And I ended up getting an interview with a headhunter on a Friday. They sent me to the office to do an interview with a few managers in the office. And the following Monday, I had an offer. Now, at the time, I didn't know, but the interview process was usually 5 interviews long. But in this case, they did a quick offer because they needed people to get into the next training classes. Mm-hmm. So again, God showed up in terms of just being able to expedite things and put me exactly in the right spot at the right time. And that's when I got into the corporate world. And those journeys, it was in advertising sales, was the toughest 6 years I've ever had, but it was the best 6 years in terms of grooming me and building character and just preparing me.
What kind of things did you learn?
Perseverance. I think the other thing is being outside your comfort zone. I'm not one that likes to be in the public eye. I do not like to be I like to be behind the scenes kind of person. So I had to do presentations. Especially when I got into management, I would have to hold training sessions and constantly be in the front of anywhere from 50 to 60 people at a time. And I think, you know, at the time, the company was a very established company. So again, you know, usually people served as a representative, a sales rep, for 3 to 4 years before they got promoted into management. Circumstances in Hawaii with the division that I was in was very unique. And I was promoted into management 1.5 years after being a sales rep. So again, God just had a hand on it. But the other thing too is I probably held about 6 different positions in that 6 years. So the constant transition, I probably didn't get to hold a position for longer than 1 year. So that constant transition of learning a new position and just stretched you.
Why do you feel God allowed you and enabled you, opened the doors for you to take this route in your corporate journey?
honesty to prepare me for business ownership. I couldn't have had a tougher and challenging 6 years, but it gave me the confidence my belief is through every trial and tribulation that you face is a lesson from God. And there were definitely moments through that career where I wanted to quit, but I took a step back and said, what is a God honoring thing to do? You know, and every situation we have, there is a purpose of why God has us in that situation. And, you know, one situation that pops up to mind is I was a telephone manager. So I had a team of telephone reps, and there's two of us, and I was the tenured manager. And typically a team was 5 to 6 reps. I had 11 reps at the time. My days started at 7 o'clock in the morning and probably didn't end till sometimes 8 or 10 o'clock at night, just because of, you know, all of the paperwork and administration. So the days were long, and, you know, I ended up finding out that the newly promoted manager was getting paid more than I was. So not only did I have a heavier load, but I was also mentoring the new manager, and I was devastated. I was at that point, I was done. I was ready to throw in the towel and just thinking how unfair.
Let's come back to that, because feeling shirked in life is something that most everyone can relate with. If you're a human being, you can relate with that in some form or another. The injustices of life, at work, things that happen in family, it just doesn't make sense. And it evokes emotions that you despise, but they're real. Mm-hmm. How do you go through that? Well, Tiffany Ahuna has been sharing generously, graciously, out of her heart, her life, her journey, what it took, how God used these experiences to build her from the inside out, to have that character, that infrastructure to build the business that she has today. And now is helping many, many others. She's the owner of the Entrepreneur Source from SGI Business Solutions, theesourcecoach.com/T Ahuna. When we come back, you'll hear more from Tiffany, sharing, as we do here, the style of the Good Life Hawaii. We go heart to heart. There came a point as we lead up to this moment where her mom had to talk to her about some things that she needed to do that affected her spiritual life, which were going to be used by God to propel her even further in her life, in business, and as a person. Hey, those transition moments are critical, and you'll be inspired when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. 621. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Tiffany Ohuna was recognized as HAPA's 2013 annual luncheon for being one of Hawaii's successful businesswomen who gives back to the community. HAPAS is an organization that raises money, resources to provide scholarships, to grant opportunities for other women to fulfill their calling, their dreams, their purpose in life. And Tiffany Ohuna is in studio with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm glad you're with us. I believe that you will be grateful also that you're with us because of the things that she's sharing. And we're just leading up to a point where, as she shared about her vast experiences in business, in various aspects of the business, her business background, but there are things that have taking place spiritually, insights, understanding that the Lord has showed her through the process to prepare for where she is today. To find out more about Tiffany, go to theesourcecoach.com/T Ohuna. Now that's two E's, so it's all it looks like the source, like old King James language, T-H-E-E, thesourcecoach.com. /T Ohuna. Well, it's theesourcecoach.com/T Ahuna. I said it for you about three or four times, and I hope you grab hold of it. Check that out and find out the things that she's doing and how she might be able to serve you, help you, as she's helping so many of us today. Tiffany, take us back. Maybe I should just ask, how has the Lord helped you through some very difficult times in your life?
Well, to finish the story, I was in the dilemma of being upset of having a new manager be paid more than I was. And I had a choice to make. I could be upset and quit and find something else, or I could stick it out and honor the Lord and just trust in Him that He had a plan in all of this. And, fast forward, and He had a plan. So even though in that moment I was getting paid less, and it was no one's fault, we had been changed, been bought out by different owners, and just with the pay structure and how it worked out was the reason why the other manager was paid more. But in hindsight, I really relied on faith and the Lord teaching me a lesson, and the lesson was you focus on doing your works, what you can control, and God will take care of the rest. And, you know, I ended up getting promoted very quickly and moved up the chain and was able to leave the company as operations sales manager, which was second in command. And, you know, that just gave me the reassurance that God is always in control. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a fun story is when I was getting ready to leave to start my business, you know, it's always a tough decision on when is the right time? Am I making the right decision? Business ownership is scary. You don't have a regular paycheck. And again, I stepped out in faith. So I actually wrote my resignation letter in December. And I had prayed and I picked a date of in March. And I wrote the letter out in faith and I taped it to the back of my door. And every day when I walked out, I saw the letter and I said, okay, Lord, you know, this is what I'm asking, but it's in your time. So, you know, if this is right, then you'll align everything and the doors will open. And as I started getting close to that March date, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. You know, as operations sales manager, I had roles and responsibilities. I had deadlines to meet, and those deadlines fell after my resignation date. And as we got close to the end of February, all of a sudden, I was ahead of schedule. Hmm. And those deadlines got moved up and everything fell into place. And I actually resigned on that original date that I had in my letter. I didn't have to change anything. I just had to print it out. And that's another thing of just how awesome God is. And just when you step out into faith and kind of go blindly, you know, it's a great story. And it was just, you know, God grants you the desires of your heart. You have the desire, but he has the steps.
You're a big dreamer. You said that even of yourself. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Maybe probably from parents, I would say, and, you know, my stepdad, which I refer to as dad now, but, you know, I had three amazing parents, and I think they always encouraged me to do whatever I wanted to. And my stepdad always, you know, that verbal reassurance of you can do anything, you're going to do great things.
So he affirmed you a lot,
mm-hmm.
encouraged you. Someone today, as they listen, just to hear your story, it's like through you, it encourages them. But let's go a step further. Tiffany, speak directly to someone who's listening, who lives life with a sense of trepidation. There's a tentativeness because it's rooted in fear. They don't want to fail. They've failed. Maybe they cower because people have forced them, or at least they feel like they've been forced to huddle up in a cave somewhere and never really venture out. Maybe they tried. It didn't work out like they expected. They didn't realize. No one was there to tell them. You're closer in your failure to success, or whatever it might be, than you were before you even tried. Give a word of encouragement to someone that will help them to rise up, take a step to think bigger thoughts, to see bigger dreams as God would allow them.
Well, two verses come to mind. I think the first one is going to be Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. So that's kind of my motto of just what I live by. It's not leaning on your own understanding. And I always say this, I don't want to do the logical thing. I want to do the godly thing. And a lot of times, if you lean on your own understanding, you go with logic of what you think is possible. But our God is a limitless God. What he can do in your life is beyond what you could ever imagine. So that's why I always say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on what you think is possible. Just depend on him. And the other one is Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So it's, you know, just keeping things simple. And you know, if you're whatever situation you're in, you know, and the feeling of just not being able to get out of it, you only have to do one thing. It's keep your eyes on the Lord.
Wow. I'm on the edge of my seat. I think our dear listener might be held in suspense. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. 3 years ago, something happened that took you to another level in faith, in your business, in your life. Take us back there.
Well, about 3 years ago, I went through a breakup. And, you know, at the time, I am absolutely a hopeless romantic. So, of course, like any girl, I was anxious for the day to be married and start a family. But what I didn't realize was God was teaching me a lesson. And because I was such a hopeless romantic, I didn't even realize at the time, but I was treating relationships as my God. So whenever I was in a relationship, it was all about my relationship. It was all about the man I was dating. And when I experienced that heartbreak, I think I was finally at the point where I was like, okay, Lord, I'm tired of doing it my way. Let's do it your way. I'm 100% on board. Whatever you have in store, I want. And it was really just kind of stripping everything down and starting a new foundation, you know, between finding what your passions are. The other thing too is really identifying, okay, if I really want to be a Christian, how do I execute this? And it's, you know, I read the Bible from time to time, you know, my family has always been a Christian accountability for me, but really in my life at that time, I didn't have a lot of Christian friends. So they always say, you know, the company you keep is really going to define your character. And so at the time I was like, okay, let's do this. So started reading my Bible on a regular basis. You know, I got into a small group and just really started focusing on the Lord. And in that small group, we had decided to do a series on falling in love with the Lord. And everyone tells you, you know, to have a relationship with the Lord and, you know, God should be your number one. But at the time, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand, like, how to have a relationship with the Lord. And it was awkward because it's like, when you think of falling in love with the Lord, you're like, when I think of falling in love, I think of intimacy. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. So I think for me at the time, it was just really, okay, let's do it literally. So if you fall in love, what do? You want to learn everything about that person. You end up thinking about that person when you wake up. You think about that person when you fall asleep. You know, you want to know what that person's opinion is. So I started to do that. I started to think of the Lord when I woke up. I started to...
Tiffany, let's elaborate further on that, because someone... I would imagine someone is asking, okay, what is that actually like? And how has it affected you? Because of it obviously has. When we come back, let's elaborate. Whether it's a woman who is a hopeless romantic with a man, what's the contrast when you are falling in love with Christ? Well, what about when you're a man and you're hopelessly in love with a woman? How does that relate? There are certain things that Tiffany will say today, really pristine thoughts, pristine ideas that will heighten our, deepen our understanding and heighten our experience. What does it mean to really grow close to the Lord? What does it mean to... an intimate walk with Jesus, and how important is small group fellowship? How important is accountability? Hey, Tiffany Ohuna, she's here. She's going to share that with us. I can't wait. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, she went through a period. I mean, hey, she's a confident woman, and she's seen the Lord do many things. In fact, it has fueled a fire for her to trust God for more and dream big. And she's seen the Lord, you know, Jesus said, be it done to you according to your faith. Well, as our faith grows, as we're able to see things and conceive of things that God has placed in our hearts, then we begin to live that. And we see the hand of God working. And she's experienced that. But then there was a point in her life a few years ago related to a relationship where it began to cause her to look deeper. It was actually a turning point of greater things to come. And she was just sharing that before our break, and I'm speaking of none other than Tiffany Ahuna. She's the owner of The Entrepreneur's Source, SGI Business Solutions, LLC. She's doing business as The Entrepreneur's Source. To find out more about her, theesourcecoach.com/T Ahuna. Tiffany, intimacy with Christ and in the heart of a hopeless romantic, what a breakup in a relationship, how did it all come to bear in terms of the lessons that the Lord was teaching you?
I think, like I was mentioning before, just taking the worldly views of falling in love and applying it to the Lord. So it's almost like creating new habits. So what I would do is when I would wake up, my first thoughts, I would try and think of the Lord. When I went to bed, my last thoughts were of the Lord. But, you know, just like when you're starting a new relationship, you want to learn everything about that person. How do you learn about the Lord? You read the scripture. You read the Bible. You know, it also just points of views. When you meet someone, you want to know what makes them happy, what makes them sad. You know, what their perspective on situations are. And I would, you know, try and spend time with the Lord, quiet time, and asking him what makes him happy, what makes him sad. And also just in guidance. So it was through reading books, you know, Christian books. It was through small groups. It was through seeking wisdom of Christians who were more mature in their walk than I was. So it's just a collaboration, but really it was just being hungry for the Lord. And I think in, you know, that period of learning how to have a relationship with the Lord and treating him like a friend rather than just, I think a lot of people just put God on a pedestal and God is God. And you look up to him and you give him respect, but God's looking for a friend. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want to just be put on a pedestal. So I think just in learning how to do that, I've learned wisdom is power. And the Holy Spirit is the ultimate wisdom. So if you seek him in just wisdom on anything, that gives you power.
What would you say to someone who is not a believer, but they're listening? They listen today. They listen periodically or maybe frequently. Maybe they normally listen to this program, but anyway, they're listening today because their heart is searching for more. They might not even know exactly what it is, but they're not a believer yet. They haven't opened their heart to Christ. What would you say to somebody just like that as they listen today?
I would probably say two things. I would probably let them know that the Lord loves them just the way they are. And they don't have to do anything to earn that. But I probably would ask them if they had a prayer request. If there was anything in their life that they needed prayer for. And the reason why I would do that is that gives an opportunity for God to show up, to show that God is real. So that would probably...
Well, let's take it a step further. At some point, everyone in life experiences a level of stress. They are caught off guard by some news. It could be a health issue. It could be finances. It could be a relationship, a family member, or something going on at work where, you know, they are at their wit's end. For a non-believer, a person that doesn't know Christ, they could try to work things out. But maybe somebody today has come to that place where they've run out of answers. They've run out of options. Could you pray for that dear person right now and with the hopes of seeing the Lord answer and move in their life?
Sure.
Good.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you just thankful for your love, for the love that you have for us that we definitely don't earn, Lord. And I just pray for whoever is out there listening that you just give them comfort and peace. Touch their heart in a way that they've never been touched before, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you send a perfect laborer, that perfect person that can just speak life and your love into their life, or even just an encounter with you, Lord, or just that piece of wisdom that they're needing to resolve the situation that they're in, Lord. But ultimately, Lord, just in this moment, when they're feeling helpless, when they feel that there's no other option or solution to the situation that they're in, there's no hope, Lord, I just pray that you give them a sense of peace, that you just lay your hands on them and embrace them and let them know that there is a solution, that you are the solution, and that there is hope and the good things are just to come. Yes. And Lord, we just thank you in advance for the blessings that you're just going to bestow upon all your children out there. And we just praise you and are filled with joy in the awesome things that are going to come in 2014.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Tiffany, what is the entrepreneur's source?
It's actually, I say it's a business where I change people's lives. And the reason why I say that is because, like we just talked about, there's people who are at a point where their job is, they're not happy, or they want to make more money, but they don't know how, or maybe they've just been let go and they're having a hard time finding that job that will fit them or pay them what they would like to be paid. And so what I do with Entrepreneur Source is I educate individuals on opportunities and self-employment that will help them gain the lifestyle and income that they've always wanted.
Hmm. Do you do consultations?
Yeah. So the Entrepreneur Source is actually, we focus on, has a lot to do with franchises. So I work with over 300 different businesses in 85 different industries. So what happens is actually I'll start off asking my clients, what is that magic number that if they could pick any number on how much income they would like to make, what is that? Find out what would be your ideal schedule, industries that you're interested in, as well as short and long-term goals. And then I take that information and I do research and I present my clients with anywhere from 2 to 4 business opportunities. And then I work with them for an average of 1 to 3 months to just educate them on the opportunities. That service is free. So they don't have to pay anything up front. And they can explore options. There is investment for the actual business. So I work with businesses that range anywhere from an investment of about $25,000 all the way up to $1.2 million. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And there are also lending companies I work with. But for SGI Business Solutions, I also do consultations. So if you have a business idea that you've always wanted to do but just don't know where to start, I also do consultations for that at an hourly rate.
Somehow I feel as you share that the hearts of people are beginning to just flutter with excitement because of hope that you're providing in a very practical way. It's not a buckshot approach. There's a systematic process and in a very professional way presenting them with their options. And it can be done very prayerfully as you are a woman of God, a follower of Christ. And you got to check out, you got to connect with, if that's you, connect with Tiffany Ahuna, the Entrepreneur Source, the esourcecoach.com /T Ahuna. That's what she is. She's a coach. She's an athlete. She's a coach. Now she's a life coach, business coach. She's been groomed for it, trained for it, and she's in her groove doing what the Lord has called her to do. It's a privilege, Tiffany, to have you with us today. I'm thankful that you're here. Thank you.
Honor to be here and a pleasure to be in your presence.
Again, that's Tiffany Ahuna, the esourcecoach.com /T Ahuna. I hope you've been encouraged by her, Tiffany Ahuna, today. You know, God's timing is perfect. She shared that even today. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support and make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Tiffany Ahuna. Find out more at theesourcecoach.com /T Ahuna. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.